the salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, modern technology. I just went off camera here. I got to straighten this thing out a little bit. Live and in color from Oregon. Who'd ever thought I'd ever end up in Oregon? Here I am, first day of summer. I find myself at Tim Tuba's place in Oregon doing a boot camp, a huddle, whatever you want to call it. I got so many cameras in here. I'm looking at this camera here. Screen. Actually, Tim's got a big screen for me. Knowledge we're dealing with here. Everybody hear me okay out there? Jared, everybody, we're coming through loud and clear. Yeah. All right, great. So let me lean over here. Oh, I got a great show for you this morning. I got to do this real quick. And just want to acknowledge a few things as we get up and running. Tim Tuber's going to, hey, you don't want to go far away because Tim's going to do a little teaching. I know Roger loves his Bible. So we're going to do a little bit of teaching today on sanctification. We've had a great time. Chad and I, I spent a lot of time on an airplane yesterday. Chad's here with me as well. 4 hours. I had to fly to Chicago. I got up yesterday morning. First of all, you guys know that the flight was delayed. So they changed flights on me. I flew to Chicago, sat in Chicago for a couple hours. Then I flew to almost 4 hours from Chicago to Oregon. And it's beautiful out here. It is out here in the great Northwest. Never been out in this area, this part of the country. We're sitting here last night and about ready to go to bed. Because remember, it's like 3 o'clock. What time is it? 4 o'clock. It's 4:02 here in Oregon. And when I went to bed last night, it was like 11 o'clock. My time's all messed up. And just before I went to bed, it's still daylight, right? I go to bed at 8 o'clock. It's 11 here or 11 back home or 9 o'clock. It's midnight. Just ready to go to bed. And a truck pulls up out in the yard. Tim goes walking out there. So what? Who's that? So he was out there, talks to him a while, comes back in, and here all of a sudden, some guy from California, Tim didn't even know was coming. Mitch comes rolling in. And so we're drawing them in from folks far-flung places. I'm always amazed at the people who are watching this show, and we invite anybody who wants to be part of it. If you're watching anywhere in California, wherever you are, get a hold of us and come on up here. We've got a great weekend plan. Tim's got 16, I think he said 16 acres. His son lives right beside him. He's got 40 acres and a mule. I don't know if he has a mule. I couldn't resist throwing that in there. So we're excited, man. Excited about a great, great weekend. I love my wife. I miss my wife, sweetheart. I wish you were with me. I would just wish you were with me. I love you so much. Hold down the fort. Daddy will be home soon. Okay, let me jump over here. It's first day of summer. I'm in Oregon. Mark Trump. I don't know, is Mark able to get in here with us today?
Yeah, I'm in here.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
Oh, man. This is like the worst pain I've ever had, but yep. We're making it through it. God's with me, and all the prayers have been answered. Because the people I talk to say it's a two to four day rehab in the hospital. So
yeah, they sent you home. They sent you home?
Wow. Yeah, I think everyone was.
My wife felt really guilty, Mark, because she told me on Friday night or Saturday, she said, I think he has appendicitis.
Yeah.
And I said, no, it's not. I said, it's not localized enough. It's going to be right there. It's got to be on the side. She says, no, I think he has appendicitis. So, you know, yeah. Mark, you're more blessed than you know, because our son had his appendix burst, and he spent like 21 days in the hospital, almost killed him. So praise God it didn't happen to you, man. And
Amen.
We got to get you up and running, man. You're a big dog. We got to have you. So we're praying for you, Mark, and appreciate all you do, buddy. Let me see.
Thanks, Coach, and thanks everyone.
Yeah, so we're praying for you. Hey, listen, I got so much I got to show you. Hey, Jared, let's start out a little bit on this. Going to be a flea flicker Friday. Up there looking at the wrong camera. Flea flicker Friday to an extent. I got to show you a couple things here. Number one, Jared, let's pull up Chad at the Mounds. Chad's here, son. Bobby Lee made this video of Chad at the Mounds. And folks, for those of you who don't know Chad, this is so Chad. Now, you know what I'm about ready to do here? I'm about ready to take off my hat. Because I can't see my eyes. I'm not going to do that. My head's got my head skin before I came. I got a lot of hair up there. See, I just got it short. this is Chad at his finest. Bobby Lee made this video of Chad. So let's start this off in the morning. Chad Estes. Chad's never even seen this. This is Chad Estes at the Nephilim Mounds. Chad at the Nephilim Mounds. Let me see if I can, Jared, I got to find you here on my own screen. Oh, there we go. So let's, here we go. Bobby Lee made this a chat. It's 2 minutes, 26 seconds. Here we go.
All right. What I want to explain to you is the distance between this mound, that mound, this mound over here, and that mound over here. It kind of looks like if you look at a club on a deck of cards, except there's four of them, okay, like a shamrock. That's what we're looking at here, basically, right here. So if you figure the distance between here is 45 or so feet, 45 to 50 feet from here to there, and then about the same distance from here to there, and about the same from here to there. So the average person, their height of their torso from head to pelvic is about the same as their legs are, generally speaking. About the same. Okay, so for this being to be here laying down in this position here with their head resting here and their pelvic area resting there with the left foot over on this mound to the rear and then right foot over on this mound over here with the sun breaking through here on March 20th when it comes through and it breaks through like that and it's the sun shone directly in this path right along here. This being will have to be laying like this and have this leg over here like that and a leg like this to receive the birth, the sacrificial birth of the dark side of the Nephilim. Who, when they, this is where we get the fallen, when the fallen angels came into women and they gave birth to those, and then once they were judged, see, they were unsanctioned beings. So they had nowhere to go. They can't just be buried, and they can't go to heaven. So they float around. And these are the spirits, when we sin, that we allow into us. Because the only way that they can exist is vicariously through our bodies. And once we get enough of them in there, then they become legion, and then become taking us over, and we become reprobate minds. Fair enough? So there it is in a nutshell. Thanks for watching.
How about that? We'll get Chad on the speaking circuit there, Chad.
Amen.
We'll have to get him. He can be our demonstration of the giants. He can lay down, put his legs out there like that. But there really was some great information that Chad gave us right there. So good for him. Hey, Chad or Tim, bring your cell phone in here a second. Jared, let's go to Equal Justice Tour. We're going to do that on July 6th. And I know I know Matt and Jared and those guys talked about it. I want to be able to dial a phone. You have a phone, Chad?
Oh, yeah.
Bring that with you. Chad's coming back in here. Folks, I want to point out, by the way, Mike and Matt did a great job yesterday, and I'm sorry that Mark Trump wasn't able to get in here as well. But I want to run through a few things here on our Equal Justice Tour website that I think is critically important. Number one, folks, we're over the target. I want you to know that. We're over the target, okay? No doubt. And Jared, as I'm saying this, Jared, go to the Facebook page as well. I want to tip that really hard. I'm going to pull two tips. Polly Heath is all over it, man. She is all over this Facebook page. And if you're not sharing the Facebook page, folks, every time one of these Equal Justice Tour things pops up on your Facebook page, share it. I'm banned. 30 days, I'm banned again. I don't even know why. It's almost childish. It's almost childish. I'm not allowed to post at Facebook. There you can see, right? The content's no longer available. Are they pulling stuff down? Look at this, folks. Polly is doing a great job of populating. See, I don't even want to get into this NXIVM thing. It connects right to Hillary Clinton. Don't think it doesn't, buddy. Don't think it doesn't. And there is some unbelievable, great information on the Equal Justice Tour website that you can feed to your friends regarding the Clintons, okay? Unbelievable. It's just Polly's doing an awesome job. So again, Folks, make this go. Hillary Clinton, like Donald Trump, endorsed the idea of political dirt from overseas. This is just, you dig and dig and dig and dig. There's so much information on Hillary. It's amazing that she's able to get away with it. So this equal justice tour, and double tip of the hat to Polly. She's doing an awesome job. Everything you want to know is right there. All you got to do is dig a little bit. This woman has been at the heart of evil for 30 years, at least 30 years, at least 30 years. And we want equal justice. You with me, Chad? We want some equal justice. I'll get Chad in here in a second, okay? Look at this. What's this? Victor, this published by Victor. C-3PO's Clinton's Pizzagate, Pedophile, Podesta, and cultism, and a certain handkerchief. Just, we got all kinds of stuff. Seth Rich, the truth behind the Seth Rich Clinton murder rumors. These are articles that are out there, but folks, the mainstream media is not promoting these articles. So we want to be able to just, but through information, just be able to red pill people.
Absolutely.
They hate this woman. I know we're over the target. I know we are. I know that we're over the target on this one. So Jared, go back. Great job, Polly. That's Equal Justice Tour. Share it. Please share it. Now I want you to see something else. This is what they spoke about yesterday. Scroll down a little bit, Jared. Folks, right on the page yesterday, there it is. Stop. Recent updates. Phone campaign. I'm going to show you how easy this is. In fact, you guys could do this if you want to. You can do it all weekend. You're not going to be able to call your congressman and be able to talk to him. You're going to get some little flunky, some intern's going to answer the phone. We may have to be persistent and consistent. But what we've done is we put a phone script there. It says I'm looking at my screen, folks. I don't know if you see it on yours. Excuse me. It says when calling Senator Paul and Congress to say, hello. Hello, Senator Paul. How are you today? My name is Tommy Timmy, and I'm calling in regard to the resolution sponsored in May of 2018 calling for the appointment of a special counsel to investigate Hillary Clinton. I represent a group of patriots for justice, and we're extremely concerned that justice is not being applied equally in our country. The Constitution guarantees equal justice for all. On July 5th, you guys can do this. Right? All you got to do is read this, okay? And then after you read that, you get down there, you say, but number one, who in your office may I contact to send information to? And a video for a first. Can you give me an email address that I can send this specifically to someone? And then number two, are there any updates on your call for second special counsel or the referrals Hillary Clinton sent to the Justice Department? What active steps is your office taking in order to restore equal justice under the law, according to the Constitution? Ask those questions, let them answer. And then if you get that email, then you want to send them some videos, which are, where are the videos on here, Jared? The links are over on the other side, I think. All right. There they are. So here are the websites that you copy and paste, the Equal Justice Tour website, all that stuff. Just send them all that stuff. When they give you that email, say, boom, here you go. Here's the stuff we're talking about. And then you get it to them. All right. Now, listen, initially when you call them, they're not going to be paying a lot of attention to it. But as they get more and more and more calls. So here's what we're going to do today. Chad and I are going to call Representative Jim Jordan. His office isn't open yet. Well, I'm not going to use this script, but I'm going to show you how easy this thing is. Okay. Over here on the side, I'm calling Representative Jim Jordan because he's my rep. Now, folks, you don't have to just call your rep. You don't have to be in Congressman Jordan's district to call Congressman Jordan. He represents all of us, right? Chad, let's dial Representative Jim Jordan here. It's 202-225-2676. Okay, put it over here where we can hear it, Chad. Folks, I hope you can hear this. It's ringing, ringing, one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. Oops, what's that?
Thank you for calling the Washington, D.C. office of Congressman Jim Jordan, representing the Congressional District of Ohio. Please listen carefully to the following options. If you are a resident of the 4th Congressional District of Ohio and know your zip code, please press 1. If you're not a resident of the 4th Congressional District of Ohio and would like to leave a comment, please press 2. Thank you for calling the office of Congressman Jim Jordan. Your call is very important to us. Please leave your name and number, and we will return your call as soon as possible. Record your message after the tone. When you've finished, you can hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well, God bless Congressman Jim Jordan. My name's Dave Dobenmeyer from just outside Columbus, Ohio. I'm calling in concern to the way Hillary Clinton is getting special treatment. And we're part of an organization called Patriots for Justice. And I would love to have a call back from someone in your office so we could send you some information of what we're trying to do to see the indictment of Hillary Clinton. We know that Congressman Jordan was part of a group about a year ago that called for the indictment or a special prosecutor. And I'd just like to have some follow-up if you guys could give us that as to what's going on, because we're serious about it and we'd like to share this information with someone in your office. My number is 740-323-0871. Again, that's 740-323-0871. And we want equal justice for everyone. Hillary Clinton is not special. And we would like to see her called to account and held to account. Again, 740-323-0871. My name is Dave Dobenmeyer.
Okay, time allowed. Thanks. If you are satisfied with your recording, press 1. To finish now, press 1. To mark it, message sent.
That's it. That's how simple it is, folks. So you can call every one of these guys. Every one of these guys on this list, you could call and leave a message like that. Now, listen. Hang on a second, Vinny. They may not call you back, okay? You may not get a call back, although they're supposed to. So if you get a call back and you get to talk to somebody, then you want that email where you can send this information. Go ahead, Vinny.
Hey, so that was about a minute recording time. Was that about right?
Yeah, and I said a little bit more.
Yeah, and also, Keith Raniere, guys. Keith Raniere, the big domino that fell. I think that's the thing that's going to precipitate all of this.
But Vinny, we can't get caught in the weeds.
I know we can't get caught.
Yeah, we can't get caught in the weeds. Probably what I should have done is on that very brief phone call is given them the website. I probably should have said, please go to www.equaljusticetour.com. Okay, folks, start working the phones. All right, listen, you can work them all weekend. They're not going to be open all weekend, right? So you can call and leave a message. We have got to bombard these folks and let them know that there's somebody behind them who's standing behind them who really wants them to say something. What are you going to say, Chad? I felt like you want to say something. No? Doesn't. Anybody else out there? I want to roll on here a little bit. Anybody? For the good of the group?
Please, okay. Please participate. I think every person has wanted to help. There's no reason why you can't do this. There's people who can't travel. It's more glamorous to be on the street and so forth, but this is super important. And the more calls they get, the more it's going to matter. So we're just about begging for your help here. And pass the word.
This is going to create unbelievable buzz in their offices. I'm just telling you. My daughter used to work in the state house in Ohio. And, folks, if they get 5 calls on some issue, they think the phones are ringing off the hook, all right? So if we all just get on this and just go, say whatever you want to say, write your script down, because right now you're going to just leave a recording. What did I say, Chad?
I said don't rely on someone.
Don't rely on someone else.
They're not going to call. Someone else will not call.
Amen.
Someone else ain't going to call. Amen. Pick the phone up and call, all right? Pick the phone up and call. Cool. Hey, Jared, click on homo advice. I got this email this morning, and I want to share this with you. That's it. Folks, share.
Hey, one more.
Mark.
One more note. If each person in this queue makes sure that they call and one other person, just one other person.
Oh, Mark, that's a great idea.
And you ask that other person to hold one other person accountable. It should be an easy thing. It could be a family member. It could be a friend. Say, hey, read this script. Call, read a script. Leave a message, whatever. But just that way you're ensuring that you're covering yourself. And you're kind of propelling one more person to help out. Maybe not in the queue. Maybe one other person that you know, local. Maybe this is how we get them involved.
But folks, we know this, Mark. President Trump mentioned this. He mentioned equal justice. I don't know if you guys know that. When he was down in Florida, he didn't mention equal justice tour, but he mentioned equal justice, all right? We are on to something here, boys and girls. We're on to something. We've got to make these phone calls, and we need you to show up in Chappaqua. Especially
if you guys think that if everyone thinks that it's okay that Hillary's out walking the street, don't pick up the phone.
It's okay. Remember
just don't call.
You remember what Donald Trump said in that debate, talking about abortion and ripping babies out of the wombs of mothers? He said, that may be all right with Hillary, but it's not all right with me. That's got to be our attitude. It may be all right with the Justice Department, but it's not all right with me. That's our attitude. They work for us, folks. We have to turn the heat up on them. Matt, anything else to add? You guys have done remarkable work out there. Anything, Matt?
No, just if everyone would understand that if they could participate in one way or another, coach, sign the petition, make the calls, show up in Chappaqua. You know, if they can't do that and they got some treasure, if they'd send a donation, okay. If everyone would do that. That's what we need. She's going to get locked up, coach.
She's going to
get locked up. It's going to be, you know, I'm not going to, I just understand this. And I know what's going on a couple different other facets, if you will. It's coming.
Yeah, folks,
the more people that participate, the quicker it's going to happen.
See, yesterday, Matt, you know, I spoke a little bit about Doug Hagman saying that a voice in the White House hears this. And, of course, we're Right Wing Watch. They write it up yesterday, what Doug Hagman had said. Listen, folks, they're on the run. They are on the run. There's stuff going on. This whole NXIVM thing is all tied to it. There's a lot of stuff's going on. It's happening fast. We got to keep up the pressure from our end, okay? I want to move on here. I got an email. Jared, pull that email back up. I just want to share this with you, okay? By the way, I wrote that article, I'm homo nauseous, or is anyone else homo nauseous? I hope all of you read that. Well, I read it to you yesterday. My emails, I'm 247 emails behind today, 247 emails behind. So if I haven't gotten back to you, give me a little bit of grace. I've been sitting on an airplane, all right? It's 4:30 in the morning where I am right now. Give me a little bit of grace, all right? But I got this email this morning, and I thought it was worth sharing. It's on your screen. I'll read it, but it's on the screen. It says, dear coach, as someone who has spent quite some time in an industry that is top heavy with homosexuality and someone who has had many friends who are gay, I absolutely, totally agree with you. Now, this is about I'm homo nauseous, okay? We're now seeing the true face of the LGBTQI movement, formerly known as the gay mafia. It's really ugly and it's vile. Everything you said is spot on, so there's no need for me to add anything to it. I can point out there are quite a few gay people who have become so disgusted with the militant direction that this wicked movement is taking that they're seriously questioning their own involvement in it. Here's a tip, folks. This is why I bring this up. Here's a tip. The people at the absolute top of this gay scene, gay mafia, LGBTQI, blah, blah crowd are Satanists, witches, and it filters down. I know that from personal experience. They have a particular presence in Sydney, Australia, and Melbourne. They do big occult ceremonies in secret over the various different dance parties, Mardi Gras, etc., for their own nefarious purposes. They use the energy, They use the energy from the partygoers to add power to their spells and curses. Without the attendees' knowledge, some know, but most don't. They've been doing it, to my knowledge, for at least 30 years. I know all this because I saw it with my own eyes. Long story. Homosexuality and Satanism are intricately intertwined. I'm sure this will explain a lot about this agenda. So I'm absolutely sick and tired of having it all shoved down my throat, too. But it just goes to show you that it's just like the feminist. It really wasn't ever about equality. It was about control. Now they're busy destroying the next generation and corrupting the innocent children before they're even old enough to decide for themselves. It makes me want to spew. Jesus said to disciples, this is why I spend my time trying to protect children from homosexuals as opposed to trying to get homosexuals saved. All right. I feel bad for the homosexuals. They've been deceived. They're trapped. I get it. But they're after our kids. Jesus said to his disciples, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not. In other words, don't stop them from coming to me. For such is the kingdom of Christ, kingdom of God. This is Satan's divine. I'm sorry, start again. This is Satan's defiance in trying to forbid the little children to come unto Jesus, telling them they're homosexuals. He's essentially forbidding them by corrupting their minds through his evil agenda, and the parents think it's good. Why? Because 2 Thessalonians says, because we rejected the truth, that God himself would send a strong delusion that they would believe a lie. And it's infected. It's spiritual, and it's infected our churches. It's very, very sad indeed. So there you are. Thanks for the email. I took his name out of there, and God bless you. Come, let me open it up here. It's Flea Flicker Friday. I got more to talk about, but I want to hear from you. Come on in here. We have 47 people in here today. God bless you. Live from Scio, I think that's the name of it, Scio, Oregon. Doors open. Come on in. Is my microphone working? You guys gonna leave me hanging here alone today? That's all right. It's all right. I'll move on.
Mark says, "Hey, well, but I couldn't get my mute off quick enough, Coach. I just wanted to tell you, I recorded my radio show yesterday because I'm actually on a little holiday. But I spent 11 minutes yesterday talking about the Equal Justice Tour and the unrighteousness that's going on in our country, and." Hopefully so tomorrow morning when the program actually airs, somewhere between 15,000 and 21,000 people are going to get to actually hear it. And don't take this the wrong way, Coach, but I said, you're about 5'6" or 5'7", but you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. So God bless you. I love you, Coach. So
I love you too, Kevin. And I am 5'7". I might be lying. I think I am. I was there one time, 5'7". But again, you know, I talked about that the other day. I ought to start a group of my own, Short People. Remember that song, Short People Have No Reason to Live? People don't think about anything. Say, why, you're short. Like, what? It's like saying, man, you're fat. Man, you're ugly. What? I'm short? What the? Stop that. I can't control that. Boy, I can't say to somebody, boy, you're queer. Oh, no. They can say I'm short. Say, what's the truth? Well, queer's true. Listen, I'm not paranoid. But I know I don't have a Napoleonic. No, I don't have one of those complexes. Somebody else want to come in?
I'm going to start a bald people group.
We bald, could,
bald,
right?
Bald is beautiful. I want free housing.
Let it shine, right, Roger?
Baby, yeah, let it shine. Let it. God didn't put any marble on cheap furniture.
Yeah. Well, it needs buffed a little bit, that's for sure. Anybody else come rolling in here this morning? I'm going to have Tim do some actual Bible teaching here in a minute. Go get him in there.
Well, Coach, yeah. I mean, you're exactly right. Everything dates back to sexual iniquity. Everything. All of the judgments of God, most all of them, were about sexual iniquity. So you had the Garden of Eden, that's debatable. You got the forbidden knowledge from the angels who fornicated with women. You got Sodom and Gomorrah. You got... You have the Shinar region where they gave up their sons and daughters' blood for Baal Peor. I mean, it's just one. It's just the same pattern over and over and over.
Hey, Mark, we know this, don't we? It wasn't an apple,
man.
Folks, it wasn't an apple.
I got to give a tip of my hat out to Josh Voss, who articulated that specific conversation out of Genesis 1:1 and through man's creation in both chapter 1 of Genesis and 2. And I think he's really committed to sharing what he knows now. So let's encourage Josh Voss, and let's get behind him, and then hopefully he'll be another soldier right there beside us in days to come.
I think we're going to win. Hey, I think we're going to win, folks. That's what I think. I think we serve a victorious Savior. That's what I think. I think we're going to win. I think we're already starting to win. I think we're already starting to wake people up. I think we're becoming a threat to them. I think they're concerned about us. That's what I think. Hey, they're certainly not afraid of the skinny jean pastors. They're not afraid of those guys. No, they're not afraid of that. And I believe God's going to enlarge our tent. He's going to enlarge our platform as we continue to boldly stand up for the truth. Folks, we've got to push. We have to make people uncomfortable. We have to. This idea that that Jesus was non-confrontational. Folks, they crucified him, for heaven's sakes. They crucified him. Hey, folks, they threw Paul and all of his followers in jail, for heaven's sakes. Paul wasn't out there telling them how much Jesus loved them. He was out calling them to repent. And when they threw him in jail, he got out of jail and he went back on the street. In fact, you can read in the book of Acts where they sent him out there and said, listen, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you out of jail, but don't you be doing this anymore. And he walks out of the jail and he starts on the street corner. And he starts preaching again. How we got where we are in modern Christianity is just absolutely beyond me. And if Tim Tuber was any host at all, he'd bring me some more coffee. Come on, Chad. I don't normally drink coffee because it hypes me up too much. I'm trying to be on good beat. Somebody else, come on in. It's Flea Flicker Friday. I got some more stuff for you. Come on.
Hey, Coach. This last week, I've been reading and listening to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and I'll tell you, every time I hear it over and over again, I always learn something else. And, you know, Christianity, the church, not once have I ever been to church and heard about, you know, a demon-possessed person could see Christ far off and they would run up to him and say, you're the Son of God, Jesus. Are you here to punish us? Mm. I mean, they were scared to death. And he'd tell them, shut your mouth and go away. And they would. They'd run off. Not once have I ever heard that in a sermon at church. Not once.
Well, not only that. This is Steve, right, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Steve, not only that, we don't even talk about that aspect of it. Even if you go to a church where they talk about the demonic, they don't talk about this. And heaven forbid, I was talking to my twin brother, Chad, here the other day, or Tim Tubra, who's been through some seminary training, said, did they ever talk about fallen angels and disembodied spirits? He said, are you kidding me? No, they said, stay tight in the Bible. Don't get too far off the left. Don't get too far off the right. And so we're dealing in a spiritual war where the people don't even understand the war that's going on around us. You keep coming here because we get it. We don't have it all figured out, but we get it, buddy. We get it. And that prayer that Paula White said, listen, I read the emails, some of them about how you can't trust Paula White. Now, I'm with you. Been married, what, 3 times? She's been married to this other guy, now I've been married 4. I get it, all right? I get it. But that was the boldest prayer I've ever heard anybody pray. Whether the Lord heard it or not, I don't know. I'm talking about the impact that must have had naturally to people who heard that prayer, the name of Jesus being mentioned. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, Coach.
It's right on the line that what we talked about the other day with Jerry Falwell Jr. Look, you don't have to love her to receive that, you know? It could be a one shot in the pan prayer, but it's
somebody, the name of Jesus was mentioned.
We have to have it.
And she started talking about demonic influences.
And it needed to be said. Because who else is doing it?
Psalm 2, right? The kings of this world conspire against the Lord and his anointed. She went right to the heart of what the whole battle is, whether or not you think she's biblically pure enough or not. All right? Gee, money, criminy. The Lord can use a donkey.
I mean, come down.
Exactly, Coach. That's the whole thing. Yeah, we don't necessarily trust Paula White, but you know what? They know where the bread is buttered, and bread is buttered on this side of Jesus. I mean, come on.
She said it anyway, Vinny, didn't she? She said it.
Exactly.
She meant the name of Jesus. How many times did she mention the name of Jesus, for heaven's sakes?
Amen.
Hey, Jack, jump in. Jack. Your hand's raised.
Who's that, Mark?
Jack McCarthy. He said, how do I raise my hand?
Come on, Jack. Come on in here, Jack.
Unmute, Jack.
Come on, Jack. Unmute yourself there.
Jack, turn the red button white.
Jack, clear up in Maine. Maybe it's not daylight yet in Maine. Where is it? You see him? Well, one more chat. You hand, move your hand. I get it.
Yeah, go over there. Sorry.
Are you going to come in here, Jack, or do we have to come after you? Jack's muted.
He can't unmute. There he is.
There's that ugly mug.
There it is. Okay. They're beating the snot out of us in Maine, and it's making us stronger.
Amen. Did you hear that, Chad? He said they're beating the snot out of them in Maine, and it's making them stronger. It makes them stronger.
People are waking up. Guess what? We're winning. They passed a law, which we're going to oppose on principle, but secretly I'm cheering them on because they're passing all these crazy draconian laws, and they've made it so that midwives, some nurses, and physicians' assistants can perform abortions.
Wow.
Guess what? That means they're decentralizing because we're beating them right down the drain. So how hard will it be to shut this down? Real simple. None of these nurses or midwives have a war chest to fight us on. All we have to do is get their license. They're going to have to pass a test to do it, or pass and get a license or an option on it. All we got to do is go to their house, say, look, we know you're performing abortions, and we're going to stop you.
Yes!
And they're going to quit. They don't have a bunch of lawyers backing them up. We got them again.
Jack, you're the man. You're the man. But, Jack, you're sure not very Christian. No Christian would go do that, Jack.
What?
I said no Christian would go do that. You're mean.
Love, love.
Love, love, love. Hey, I got to move on here real quick. Jared, pull up Ray at City Council. I'm so proud of Ray LeBlanc. God bless the boldness that are coming out of people. Jared, pull that up. This is 3 minutes of Ray. Hey, Tim, get ready. You got about 10 minutes. I'm going to bring him in here. I just ran chat off. Tim brought me some more coffee. Let's go to Ray. Let's go to that video, Jared, of Ray LeBlanc, who went to the council meeting in, I think it was in, what's it in a little town? It doesn't matter what little town it was. Marshfield, I think it is. Ray went, Ray didn't like the fact that they're putting gay flags up and homo. He didn't like it in the little town. And Ray went to the city council. Here we go. Listen to this, folks. Freeze that, Jared. Fair, folks, I want you to listen to the boldness. I want you to listen to the words that Ray used publicly. Go ahead, Jared.
Our reminder is 30 seconds, that they have 30 seconds remaining on the time. All right, I impartially agree with that lady just spoke. First, my name is Randall LeBlanc, and I'm from Marshfield on Super Bowl. Part about our Creator does not make mistakes. If we understand the Bible and the Word of God, He does not make mistakes. We are not born that way. It's a learned behavior. I'm here today just to address your decision from last Tuesday's meeting regarding the June Pride. I'm in total opposition and disagreement with you who are in favor of declaring that we acknowledge sodomy Pride Month. I refuse to use the word gay, as it is also a perversion of the actual meaning of the word. This body is a reflection of our community standards. The percentage of those in favor of this death style is even lower in number than that silly argument presented regarding the use of left-handed people. This left hand versus sodomy rights is a nonsensical argument. The sodomy issue is a death style choice. They were not born that way. All right, I'm about to get real because it's a learned behavior. They have to recruit because they cannot reproduce. It's in total opposition to the laws of nature.
I don't know what happened there, Jared. I don't know what happened. Anyway, tip of the cap to Ray. There he comes, coming back.
Designed to excrete human waste materials. You want to promote it and condone this debauchery?
Amen.
The whole LGBTQ movement is not in need of your approval. As a government entity using our taxpayer dollars to promote, you need to remain neutral on this. It's a matter of laws are already in place to protect their death style choice. It is not necessary to place your stamp of approval on this by declaring the whole month of June in honor of this perversion. Then free. And I just want to quote something from recently in the news by Senator Ted Cruz's father, Raphael. He recently was
30 seconds left.
Legalized pedophilia. He stated, I think the next thing they'll push for is to legitimize pedophilia, LGBTQ. You think they're going to stop with that until they consume the whole alphabet of everything perverted? And this is what you want to pass on to your grandkids, this kind of lifestyle. Well, I'm opposed to it, and I'll vote no.
Atta boy, Ray! Yeah! Yay, Ray LeBlanc! Yay! See, the majority of people agree with Ray. They just don't have the courage to do it. God bless you, Ray. God bless you, man. Appreciate you. Appreciate you doing it. Amen. Okay, another thing before I get Tim in here. Jared, click on Planned Parenthood cover up. This irritates me to no end. Kevin Van Story, those folks out there. Wake up! Get to work out there, will y'all? Look at this story. Total cover up. Planned Parenthood's health violations have been sealed by a pro-abortion court judge, June 20th, 2019. So they've got all this history of how Planned Parenthood in St. Louis has been violating the law, health law, and what happens? A judge seals the records. If I was in St. Louis, I'd be outside that guy's house. I'd be outside that judge's house even right now, right? Folks, we've got to push back while we can, because the day's coming when we ain't gonna be able to push back. We're not gonna push back. But listen, I don't care who I tick off. I don't care if I make Hillary mad. I don't care if I make Obama mad. I don't care who I make mad. This is a fight for Western civilization and for our children. And if you think that you're going to love everybody into the kingdom, dude, you got to wake up, man. We are at war. It's time we acted like we are at war. And I have to tell you this. During war, I did not love my enemy. I didn't love him. I played clean. I played by the rules. When I knocked him down, I helped him up. But I did not love them. My fealty was to the guys on our team. My fealty was to the guys in our huddle. My fealty now is to Christ. I love, as Matt Tice has always taught me, we love the Lord, the God, our God, with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. And then we can love our neighbors as ourselves. If we love our neighbors more than the Lord, those who love me keep my commandments, is what God said. So if we love the Lord, we're going to hate sodomy, and we're going to speak out against sodomy, and we're going to defend our children from sodomy if we love the Lord. Now, if we love ourselves, we won't. Because if we love ourselves, we don't want to get involved. We don't want people to say bad stuff about us. So you've got a decision inside your heart. Are you for him or are you for you? Because ultimately, that's what it comes down to. The only reason you don't speak up is because you love yourself too much. And you don't want to pay a price. You don't want to enter into war and have to lay some skin on the table. That's the truth. You don't want to do it. You love yourself too much. Scripture says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and they loved not their own lives, even to the point of death. We've got to get to that point. By the way, I'm already a dead man. I'm a dead man walking. That's why I'm going to have Tim Tuber come in here and talk about something that I think a lot of Christians do not understand. Roger, get ready. Here comes your Bible study for the day on sanctification, what actually happens to you when you receive Christ. Come on in here. Come on in here. And until we understand that you've been crucified with Christ and nevertheless you live, but not you, Christ lives within you. And the life that you live for him. He is in you. You are a walking dead man. That guy who used to be, you walk into my, down, I showed some guys this week, last weekend. You walk down into my, where my studio is, and I have a picture of me hanging on the wall when I was coaching football back in 1982 or 83. And I look at that picture of me hanging on the wall, and I tell these guys, I don't even know that guy. I'm telling you. That's me. That's my physical body, but I don't even know that guy. You guys understand what I'm talking about? Have you died to yourself? Have you really died to yourself? Because you're not going to be any good to the Lord at all if you're worried about you. Amen, when the battle heats up, if you're worried about you, you're not going to be good to the Lord. You are to present your body. Listen, this is what it says. I beseech you there. Come on in here, Tim. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you would present your body. Present what? Your body. Present what? Your body, a living sacrifice. That you would present your body, a living sacrifice. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The least you can do. Romans 20, 120, Romans 1. I beseech, there it is. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. What's holy and acceptable unto God? Your body as a living sacrifice. That's holy and acceptable unto God, which, by the way, is the least you can do. That's your reasonable service, right? That's what you're supposed to do. If you're not presenting your body as a living sacrifice, you are no good to the Lord. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the way you think, the renewing of your mind. What? Renewing of your mind and understanding that you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. The life that you now live isn't your life anymore. And what happens to you at salvation, if you really get it, will transform you into a brand new creature by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, some of you just love yourself too daggone much. So I'm going to stop yelling, and I'm going to saddle up here beside, slide in here, Tim. And we have to use this microphone, Tim. And Tim's all over this sanctification thing. He's going to give us about, how much time we got there, Tim? Get my glasses.
I'm going to give you 2 minutes.
2 minutes of sanctification. You're going to give us more than that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, here we go. Tim Tuber, hosting us here out here in Oregon.
You betcha. The green state of Oregon. Okay, since he already set up talking about being transformed, that perfect will of God.
What does that mean, by the way? Transformed? Remember when you used to go to McDonald's and you got those little transformers? And it starts out as a little man, twist and twist and twist, and then it becomes a car, right? Transformers. We're supposed to be, see, we're not just converted, we're transformed. We become a whole new creature. When I go look at that picture of me hanging on the wall, and I look at that guy, I said, I don't even know that guy. That guy there in that picture is dead. That guy there is dead. I don't even know him. Go ahead, Tim.
Oh, man, that's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
So, Jared, if you bring up Romans chapter 6, verse 9, simply says that knowing that Christ...
Hang on, let him get it up here, Tim. We'll have it on the screen. You can read right off of there.
There we go. Verse 9, where is it? There. Knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once.
One time. He ain't dying anymore, it says, Tim, right?
One time.
He's not dead dieth no more. He only did it once, and when he died unto sin one time. He ain't doing that again, right?
Yep. But in that he liveth unto God. Here's the key. Verse 11. Likewise, reckon. The word reckon. Multiply. Add together. Ye yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin.
Wow.
But alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now get this. Let sin not therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof, neither wow. yield ye your members.
Ooh, what is that? What be a member, I wonder?
Right there, your hands, mm-hmm. your eyes, mm-hmm. your
all
mind.
Right. All right. Right? Don't yield them, right?
Don't
yield them. It means they're going to go there, but you ain't giving up control of it. You're going to remain in control of it, right?
Exactly, as instruments. Okay, instruments, weapons of war. Interesting study right there. So, of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive, from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God.
This is so heavy.
Yeah.
This is deep, man. You got a choice here, right? Are you going to use your instruments for unrighteousness, or are you going to use them for righteousness? Because you now have that choice.
Look at verse 14. For sin shall not,
listen, not may not,
have dominion over you. Ye are not under the law, but under grace. There is no more dominion that sin can have over you, but not you and your members. So,
the law of freedom in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's the law. If you're not under the law, what? The soul that sins, it shall die. That's the lie. You're not under that law anymore. You're not under the law. The Lord broke that law. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay, now get this. So, how do you not sin? You don't yield your members. And if you're to read chapter 7, which we're not going to read, talks about the law. He says, don't you know that you died unto the law? There's no more law for you as a Christian. You're under grace. But if you follow the Apostle Paul, how he taught in chapter 6, chapter 7, the law, and you go into chapter 8, if you died, then chapter 8, 1, go ahead.
Jared, hang on. Stay right there a minute, Jared. Jared, come back there. I know you. Okay. Know ye not, verse 16? He said, hey, dude, don't you know? Hey, dude, don't you know that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, that's whom you obey, right? Whether it's of sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. You got a choice you got to make, dudes. You got a choice. Go ahead, Tim. Where'd you want to go next?
Okay, go to 8:1. Now, watch this. Watch how the Apostle Paul says, after chapter 6 and 7, there's no law. He says in 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Jesus Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Time out, Tim. What's condemnation? See, folks, you still have, sorry, Tim, you still have conviction and conviction in your heart. You still should have conviction, but there's no condemnation. Boy, there's a difference in those two things between conviction and condemnation. Go ahead.
Verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus.
It's a different law. This is a different law. It's now the law of the Spirit of life.
Yep.
That's other than the law of death, right?
Yeah.
It's a different law that's at work here now. Wow.
Has set me free from the law of sin and death.
What's the law of sin and death? The soul that sins, it shall die. And this, we got a new law now. We now have a law of the Spirit of life.
Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Mm.
So now we're being guided by the Spirit. So if you died, the Holy Spirit is guiding you. And if the Holy Spirit is guiding you, you will not sin. You will walk in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let me say it again. You'll walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. So how do you know if you're walking in the power of the Spirit or you're walking in the flesh?
Because, Tim, I don't think I sinned one time yesterday. I don't think I did. I was on that airplane. I don't think I...
Yeah, you're walking in the Spirit.
I was walking in the Spirit. I don't think I'm thinking hard. I don't think I sinned not one time.
And you had peace that passes understanding.
Right. Right,
right,
right.
You had peace. You had communion with
Catholic God. Church taught me that I sinned every day in thought, word, and deed. That's not true. I don't think I sinned yesterday. Go ahead.
Right. So you have to understand that when Paul was writing the epistles, either he had not visited there and he's trying to clear something up, or he had visited there, started the church, and he's writing back when he wrote the epistles. So, Jared, go to real quick Galatians chapter 5.
By the way, Tim has a Bible study he does. Tell us a little bit about that, Tim, because some folks may want to join in on that thing. Where do they find it? When you having it?
We do it on Tuesday nights, 7 o'clock Pacific time. It's called Whiskey and Wisdom. Whiskey and Wisdom at WordPress.
Boy, that's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. It's great. Keep going, Timmy.
So if you go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 16.
By the way, Tim has sinned because he said it would only take 2 minutes. I know he was lying. He was lying when he said it.
No, I was done in 2 minutes.
Okay.
Kevin asked me, so what time we got here? So
you got 7 minutes. Got 7 minutes.
So here's the good thing about this. If you go into 5,
hang on,
16,
put that back. Mark Trump said that the studies show that the mind has between 60,000 and 80,000 thoughts a day. Think about that. And we're supposed to take captive every thought. Boy, that's a trap. Go ahead, Tim.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
This I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. What? If you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that
cannot.
You would.
Cannot.
Right. Remember, you died. Don't yield your members, right? But if ye be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. So you know what the flesh in your members is. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, so on, adultery, witchcraft, so on. You can see them. You have to use the flesh. So Paul said, these are the sins of the flesh, and he spells them out. So we cannot go and make up our own sin, because Revelation tells us you're not to add to the Word of God or take away the Word of God. It's interesting. So if you go on down to the end of 22 now, but the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
Boy, let's go back up. Jared, let's go back up to Torrin. I got to make this point. This is unbelievable. Stay right there. Oh, no, up a little higher, Jared. I'm sorry. Okay, for the flesh, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you now shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, Spirit against the flesh. But if you be led of the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, or obvious. The works of the flesh are. And then list what they are, okay? drunkenness, murders, envyings, revilings. But going down, Jared, 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is. What? The fruits of the flesh are, the fruit of the Spirit is. Do you see the difference in there? That when you receive the Holy Spirit, you have the fruit of the Spirit, and it's a cornucopia. It's fruit. It's a big fruit bowl of what? Love, joy. They all come with the fruit of the Spirit. They don't all come with the fruit of the flesh. You understand? You selectively choose which one you're going to be trapped in. But when you become the Christ, you now have this Spirit that brings all these things available to you. You agree with that, Tim?
Yeah,
amen
good.
On
that's
that one.
Good.
I hear somebody trying to... Yes.
Yeah, Coach, 21, this one's always struck me. Because you could see Paul saying that I've told you before, and I'll tell you again. See, he's repeating himself because they're not listening.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
And he's almost like pounding his fist. You are not going to go to heaven if y'all keep messing up like this, you know. Yeah. And this is the brothers in Christ.
That's right.
So there's yep.
Love,
yep.
Love everybody. Love everybody.
That's right.
They're born that way. We love them. We just love them, brother. We just love them. Well, how about this? They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. What's the kingdom of God? Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's the kingdom.
Amen.
Oh, man. So this is so
amen.
Deep.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at verse 24.
And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. Hey, boys, if you're dealing with pornography, break your freaking computer. Break your computer. You don't have to do that. Whatever that addiction that's holding you down, Christ is a liar. If you continue, if you call on the name of the Lord and you push back against that darkness and he doesn't come and help you, he's a liar. Because you're not under that law anymore. You're only under that law. You put yourself under that law. Yeah, come on in.
Coach, it's me here from Saudi Arabia. I just wanted to say hi and connect the face with the voice. I thought I'd show my face this time. Here
are
I am. How
me?
You guys doing?
Wait a minute.
God bless you. I gotta
get over here on my computer. And I get to see you from Saudi Arabia. Are you kidding me? Let me find it here. Saudi Arabia. No, wrong one. Tim, I hate this
right
thing.
There.
People. All right. Where are you? Where did I find you on my screen? Talk so I can find you.
Hello. How are you doing? Test 1, 2, 3.
Infinite Reach Ministries. There we go. Hey!
Infinite Reach Ministries.
Hey, you got an ugly goatee like me.
You have to remember me as Matthew. You'll always see Infinite Reach Ministries, but I'm Matthew from Saudi Arabia. Let's keep it like that. I just want to say, in regarding to the teachings of our brother here, I realized something that hit me in the spirit very, very hard. I was looking at ministry that women were giving online, and I realized that this was leading me into temptation, and I cut all of these ministries off, and I decided just to men ministries, and I found the spirit was speaking, saying cut it off, because I felt this fleshly lust coming on for no reason
and then,
at all.
And Matthew,
so I just want
all you gotta do is say no, right? And the Holy Spirit will empower you to do it. You just gotta say no. No, I ain't smoking anymore.
Yes,
no,
yes.
I'm not looking at porn anymore. No, no, I'm not going to do it.
Yes. And I just want to say that I think men were meant to lead because of this. I realized this. It became a truth to me. No disrespect for women at all. No disrespect for the women. I just need to say that I just had to put this point in. And I'm out. God bless y'all.
Bless you, Matthew. Saudi Arabia. We're international here at Coach Dave Live. Unbelievable. Hey, be praying for us this weekend. Tim's put together a good packet. We got Deborah and Gary came by last night. Man, they live here in Oregon. We got a great crew of people. And as you guys all know, those who come around, you know it's all about fellowship. And it's all about assembling ourselves together even more as we see that day approaching. And I see that day approaching. And I honor Tim for stepping out and putting this thing together. We got him coming from California. We got him coming from Washington. We got him coming from all the great Northwest up here. and we're going to make a difference for the cause of Christ here. So be in prayer. Have a great weekend. We'll see you first thing Monday morning. God bless y'all.